Gamble from the Stock Car Spectacle. Guys, we're going to be trying to do something a little different week in and week out with our show. One thing I want to bring to the table, something not a whole lot of podcasts are talking about, we're going to be talking about gambling and betting odds. So, covering the Daytona 500, what a better way to get started. So, how do we bet the Daytona 500? How do we even try to find a way to be profitable in a race where anything can and will happen? I'm going to break it down for you guys, try to make some sense out of this, and we'll see if we can put our money in some good places to eventually find us in victory lane with a big old check in our hands at the end, just like the drivers. So, first things first, when we're looking to break down the field as to who might be good bets for us to make, the first thing we have to take into consideration is these manufacturer orders rule. What do I mean by that? You guys watch any of the plate races in the last year or so, the manufacturers are dictating to the teams who they can and can't work with, who they can and can't push. They want the Fords to stay with the Fords, the Chevys to stay with the Chevys, and the Toyotas to stay with the Toyotas. That's the way it's working. They're incentivizing these drivers to do so, and they're taking things away from them if they don't. So with that being said, if we're going to look in things in terms of odds, you already have better odds than not if you're betting a Ford driver. There's more of them in the field than any other manufacturer. They've got some of the stronger teams and some of the stronger plate racers. So first things first, if it's me putting my money on a driver, I'm going for a Ford driver. So now that we're going to break down the Ford drivers, where do we go from there? So two teams I look at specifically are Stewart Haas Racing and Penske Racing. They're both really strong Ford teams, really strong drivers in both teams. But now we're going to get a little more specific than that. So now we're going to look into a couple drivers from each team that I think are really good bets to make. First and foremost, when we're going over to Stewart Haas Racing, we have their big dog, number four, Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick's a Daytona 500 champion. He seems to always be in the mix. He's one I look out for on Sunday. Now switching over to Penske, all three of these drivers really are good when it comes to restrictor plates. Joey Logano's a Daytona 500 champion. Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney's yet to be a Daytona 500 champion, but he's won on restrictor plates and he's looked strong at other times doing it. So, when we're looking at the betting odds, where are we looking? Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, they're two-year favorites. They're getting 10-1 odds right there. But to me, I don't like that. I think with them being the favorites, you can put your bang for your buck in a couple little better places. Going back to two guys we talked about, Kevin Harvick is currently coming in at 12-1 odds, and Ryan Blaney's coming in at 14-1 odds. I think if you're going to put money down, you got a much better ROI on both of those two drivers, as opposed to 10-1 odds for the 2 and the 22. And I don't think the difference in their odds of winning the race really is that much different from those two to the other. I really think that if you're going to look to make a bet, those are probably your strongest plays. However, if you're looking to take a little longer shot, a couple guys I really like in that situation. You've got guys like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. We've got guys like Matt DiBenedetto, both getting 20-1 odds at the time. Matt DiBenedetto obviously moving over to a Ford, you know, with the Wood Brothers, our very iconic ride. He's looked good in Daytona 500s in the past, led a lot of laps in the 95 last year. I think it's going to be a really good season for him, and I think he could kick it off in Daytona with a bang. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., a former Ford driver, now moving over to a Chevy team. However, he did look really dangerous setting the pole for the Daytona 500. I keep my eye on him. Both guys coming in at 20-1. And if you want a little stronger, a little longer odds, look none other than Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher coming over to the 17 car for Roush Fenway Racing, a car that Ricky Stenhouse actually found Pater with a couple different times on restrictor plates. I really look out for Chris Buescher to be on really strong in this race too. Getting really good odds, 40-1 odds for Chris Buescher. I think if you're looking for a really long shot, that could pay off really well. So guys, that's going to wrap it up for the first Gambler's betting column. Let me know what you guys think. I'm going to try to bring you guys odds every weekend as we can. The Daytona 500 is a really tricky one to start with because anything can happen. But I think if you follow my simple rules, I think you've got some good options there to make some money. We'll see you guys.